Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 18, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica's murder rate drops by 44% in first weeks of 2019. Radio Jamaica reported that the murder rate in Jamaica dropped by 44% in the first 2 weeks of 2019 compared to the same period in 2018. The report was based on information from police crime statistics. When the figures are adjusted to reflect a similar number of days, the rate of decrease was 44%, placing the number of murders at fewer than 1,000 per year if the downward trend continues. Urban Transit Agency investigates depot security breach. The Jamaican Urban Transit Company Limited, JUTC, has launched a wide-ranging investigation into an incident in which a former staff member drove a bus away from one of the depots in December of 2018. The ex-staff member crashed into an automobile in Grants Pen, St. Andrew, on December 23rd. There were no injuries associated with the crash. The JUTC reported that a bus had mechanical problems and the driver permitted the ex-employee to drive the bus back to the depot. While there, he gained access to another bus and drove it out of the compound minus required security and operational clearances. The JUTC views the incident as a very serious breach of security. This week's Caribbean news. Inaugural World University 2020 tournament launched. At the St. Augustine campus of World University in Trinidad and Tobago, the first World University 2020 tournament began. It runs from January 10th through 20, 2019. Organizers from the Cricket West Indies, CWI, Caribbean Professional League, CPL, and the University of the West Indies, UWI, Facility of Sports, partnered to host the inaugural event. According to Johnny Graves, CWI's CEO, the collaboration offers an opportunity for future players in the West Indies to test themselves against university teams from around the globe and help them gain experience of team building under pressure. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. 25 years of pen relays marked by Team Jamaica Bickle. Team Jamaica Bickle, based in Queens, New York, feeds and supports athletes from Jamaica and the Caribbean at the Penn Relays held at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Team Jamaica Bickle launched its 25th anniversary of the Relays Carnival on January 8, 2019, in a ceremony at the Consulate General of Jamaica in Manhattan. Lisa Bryan Smart, Deputy Consul General, praised the organization as dynamic and for contributing so much for the athletes over the years. She noted that in Jamaica, sports represents one of the nation's greatest assets and has significant cultural value in making the country known worldwide. This week's business news. Bank of Jamaica uses reggae to teach monetary policy. Jamaica's central bank is using a series of reggae-inspired music videos on Twitter to educate people about inflation and monetary policy. Jamaica has had to deal with very high levels of debt in recent times, and the videos, which are the idea of Toni Morrison, the public relations director at the bank, have been described as whimsical, educational, and delightful. An example of the concept can be seen in some of the lyrics. Low and stable inflation is to the economy what the baseline is to reggae music. Or, inflation's not the enemy if we control it. If it's too high, the people will cry. The Bank of Jamaica wants people to understand its efforts to keep inflation under control and hopes this approach will help it to do so. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Website of Bujabantan crashes from high ticket demand. In spite of efforts by organisers to ensure the public that they would be able to buy tickets to Buju Banton's Jamaican leg of his first concert, the Long Walk to Freedom Tour, following his release from prison, at his website, and that the website would be able to handle the demand, BujuBanton.com shut down shortly after it went live. Tickets went on sale at 11 a.m., but just minutes afterwards, the site crashed. The alternative site, to which fans were redirected, also had difficulties handling the demand. It is relatively common for large concert websites to go down in similar situations of high ticket demand. This week's sports news. Brianna Williams nominated to receive Laureus World Sports Award. Jamaican sprint star Brianna Williams was nominated to receive the prestigious Laureus World Breakthrough of the Year Award. The award ceremony will be held in February of 2019. Williams, 16, had an exceptional breakout performance year in 2018. Williams said she was extremely excited about the nomination. She won the sprint double at the IAAF Under-20 Championships in Finland in 2018, achieving a new personal best and championship record time of 22.50 seconds in the 200-meter competition. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.